his first day. Amen. From this text that was read from Proverbs, the first chapter, I just want to elevate just two verses just quickly. Verse 8 and 9. Walk back there with me. He said, my son, hear the instruction of your father and do not forsake the law of your mother, for they will be a grateful ornament on your head and chains about your neck. Amen. My son, the sinners entice you, do not consent. What would it say from this topic? How to make the right choice.
The right choice.
Said the song, I decided to make Jesus my choice. As we live in this world each and every day of our life, pulled on by all kinds of principalities and evil spirits around us, how to make the right choice. Have you ever had to make a hard choice in your life?
Amen.
Did you learn from that choice?
Yes, we did.
If you didn't get it right, then probably you learned. You probably learned if you didn't get it right. When something causes you pain one time, you don't want to go do that thing again. It's foolish to keep doing the same thing over and over. Deacon Moore, if a dog bites you once, I don't think you're going to go let him bite you again. The definition of crazy is doing something over and over and expecting what? A different result. Well, I'm glad we're in Proverbs and God's going to share some wisdom with us today. Amen? How many of y'all want some wisdom? Yeah. When it comes right down to it, life is about choices. Am I right? We can choose the right way, or we can choose the wrong way. Can I preach this? Solomon, as all of you know, you Bible scholars know, that he was the wisest man that ever lived. And he knew that you had to have wisdom to make the right choice. And when we make the wrong choice, church, God has to sometimes discipline us. And he disciplines us because he loves us. I can still preach it. The word tells us today to fear the Lord. Not scared fear, but reverence fear. Amen. And when we talk about wisdom, it's a wise choice to give reverence to God. Am I right?
Amen.
He'll then give us the knowledge and everything else to survive. Amen? Now Solomon spoke over 3,000 Proverbs. Proverbs. And he's carrying some of those Proverbs right here in this chapter 1. Somebody's wondering, well, what's a proverb, Pastor? Well, I'll tell you. I'm glad you asked. A proverb is a statement of wisdom, worded in a clever way to make it easy to remember. I hope you remember this word today. Amen. Solomon wrote the book of Proverbs to give wisdom and understanding so that we could find the blessedness in life and escape the traps that we fall in every day because of sin. Amen? Solomon starts out in the first chapter telling us that we have to make sure that we get it right. We have the right knowledge
make the right choice. We have to have the right knowledge in order to make the right choice. He's going to lay it out for you. We have to have the right knowledge to make the right choice. Wisdom. There are a few things God wants us to leave. I'm not going to be too long. There's a few things God wants to leave you today from this word in Proverbs 1. When we talk about how to make the right choice. What kind of choice? We make a lot of dumb choices throughout the course of our life, and sometimes every day we make bad choices sometimes that don't turn out. But watch this word. Steer us to help us understand how to make the right choice. The first thing is this. We must keep learning and growing. We must keep learning and growing. How many of y'all are learning every day? How many of y'all are growing every day in the knowledge and grace of your Lord and Savior?
Amen.
Amen. We must keep learning and growing. Watch. This is the first Proverbs. He's starting out with a bang. This is just the first book, the first chapter. Amen. Let's pick up that verse 2. Let's read a few verses. Watch this. To know wisdom and instruction. To perceive the words of understanding. To receive the instruction of wisdom. Justice, judgment, and equity. To give prudence to the simple. To the young man, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and increase learning. And a man of understanding will attain wise counsel. To understand a proverb and an enigma, the words of the wise and their riddles. Amen? How many know the more word of God we get in us, the more we grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? We must keep learning and growing. Solomon is saying here in these verses, if you want to make good choices in life, you must have wisdom. Have what?
Wisdom.
I also see he said we must have instruction. Have what?
Instruction.
I also see that he said we must have understanding. Have what?
Understanding.
He says we must have prudence. Have what? He says we must have knowledge. Have what?
Knowledge.
He says we must have discretion. Have what?
Discretion.
And he says we must have learning. Say what?
Learning.
We must keep learning and growing to make the right choice. We must be able to think through complex situations and see what lies behind our circumstances. Wisdom. Can God teach you a little bit right now?
Go ahead.
The Hebrew word for learning means to grasp, to acquire, or to buy. Let me say it again. The Hebrew word for learning means to grasp, to acquire, or to buy. When we grasp something with the mind, then we have learned. Y'all repeat after me. Y'all say that with me.
When we grasp
something with the mind, then we have learned it. Thank you, Lord. Our lives belong to God. Have you learned it?
Amen.
Yeah. We live in dependence on God. Have you learned it? God is great and God is good. Have you learned it?
Amen.
He is an awesome God. Have you learned it?
Amen.
His word is true. Have you learned it?
Thank you, Lord.
Know the word. Because the way we treat his word is the way we treat him. Know the word.
Because the way we treat his word is the way we treat God. Keep learning and growing. Keep learning to know wisdom and instruction. Keep learning discipline and knowledge. How to make the right choice. First of all, we must keep learning and growing. We must what?
Keep
learning and growing. The second thing is this. We must start everything with God. Oh, that's some wisdom for you right there. We must start everything with who? You go start it on your own accord if you want to. You go start it with Uncle Bubba said if you want to. You better start everything with God. Amen. Look at verse 7. Watch this. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. That's a deep verse, isn't it? Matter of fact, I would contend to you that this one verse is the main core theme of this entire book of Proverbs. Solomon is straightening out some foolishness all along the way. Amen? Yeah. If we want to make right choices, the place to start, church, is really with God. Amen?
Amen?
It's not really wise for us to reject God's word and to live by our own selves. Am I right?
Amen.
If we want to make the right choice, the place to start is with God. Give God the reverence that he is due and start with him. Amen? Start with who?
Yeah.
Start with God. He's the creator. We're the creatures.
Yes.
Reverence. Yeah. He's the father. We're the children. Reverence.
Amen.
He's the master. We're the servants. Reverence. Amen. Give him the respect that he is due. Respect him for who he is. Start
everything.
With him. Because his wrath is so bitter, but his love is so sweet. Give him his due. Give him the reverence that he deserves. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Everything starts with him. Amen? Everything starts with him. Verse 7 also says, a fool despises wisdom and instruction. Did y'all see that? That one can't escape you, can it? Yeah. Thank you, Lord. The New Living Translation says that a fool despises wisdom and discipline. Well, we know that you can't tell a fool anything. Am I right? That's why. Perhaps they call fools. Amen. They think they know everything. How many know that when we think we know everything, God will let us go down that road that will lead to pain? Amen. Name for one who has all knowledge. Am I right? Omniscient.
Amen.
Yeah. He has all the knowledge. The problem with too many folks is they have always chosen the wrong way, and they don't start with God. And some try and ignore God. Can you imagine that? Some are just bold and blatantly disobeying him. Can you imagine that? then there are some folk who have the audacity to think that there is no God. Now, I can't even imagine that. Amen? And Deacon Moore was saying something profound in Sunday school. He probably didn't know he was profound, but he was. People talking about the theory of evolution and all that. But how did that start? Who put the things down the bang in the Big Bang Theory? Well, the message is for us today is that we must start everything with who?
God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. If you want to always make the right choice, then start everything with God. Thank you, Lord. There's a story of a man who was driving down the highway and got a flat tire. So he pulled over on the side of the road. Well, it so happened that he was parked by an insane asylum. And he noticed one of the men from the asylum who was standing on the other side of the fence was watching him. As the man with the flat tire started to change the tire, the other man kept watching. He didn't say anything. He just stood there and watched. As the man took off the wheel of the car, he placed all the nuts that he had taken off of the tire off of the wheel into the hubcap. Then he accidentally tilted the hubcap and all the nuts fell out and rolled down into the sewer. And the man could not retrieve them. He stood there scratching his head and wondering what in the world he was going to do now. The man who had been standing behind the fence of the asylum watching the man changing the tire said, "Why don't you take the nut off, a nut off of each of the other wheels and put them on this wheel? You could then drive safely down to the filling station and there you could buy nuts so that you could fix your wheel." The man looked back at the man who had been watching him in amazement. He said, "Well, why didn't I? Why didn't I think of that?" And he asked the man, "You're in the institution and I'm not. But yet, you're the one that thought of this." The onlooking man answered, "I may be clean, but I am not stupid." What this book of Proverbs is trying to do today is get us out of the position of being stupid and wrong. How can we make the right choice? First, we must keep learning and growing. And secondly, we must start everything with God. Start everything with who?
God.
And then there's one more thing. There's one thing God has to leave you on how to make the right choice. How to make the right choice. The last thing is this. We must stay away from foolishness. We must keep learning and growing. We must start everything with God. And lastly, we must stay away from foolishness. Stay away from what?
Foolishness.
Thank you, Lord. Come on, let's go back to the Word. Go back to that verse 8 with me. Verse 8 says, "My son, hear the instruction of your father, and do not forsake the law of your mother, for they will be a grateful ornament on your head and chains about your neck. My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent." We must stay away
from foolishness. God told us to flee from evil, didn't he? Stay away from foolishness. A whole lot of folk claim to be holier than thou. But many religious don't make them wise. A whole lot of folk claim to be clever, but being clever don't make them wise. A whole lot of folks are prosperous, but being prosperous don't necessarily make them wise. Being wise is staying away from foolishness. You have a witness? Solomon said, if sinners entice you, what did he say? Don't consent. Do not consent. Stay away from foolishness. Stay away from the wrong crowd. The people like to use this guy. Well, he got caught up into the wrong crowd. But stay away from the wrong crowd. Amen? Say no 1,000 times a day if you have to, but stay away from foolishness. God said, wise persons will hear the word. A wise person will obey the word. A wise person will store up knowledge. A wise person will win the loss. A wise person will turn from sin.
Yes, they will.
God didn't create us to be fools.
Amen.
God didn't create us to live how we want to live and do what we want to do. Make the right choices today. God created us to be worshipers. God created us to give him praise. Are there any smart people present today? Make the right choice. We must keep learning and growing. We must start everything with God. We must stay away from foolishness. Thank you, Lord. Make the right choice. Get ready to close. We all have made some bad choices in our life. Am I right? And the consequences of bad choices sometimes lead to pain or even death.
Amen.
That's the bad news. Aren't you glad?
Thank you, Lord.
There's always a but God.
But
thanks be to God. There's some good news. I said there's some good news.
Yes,
I said there's some good news.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Y'all, there's some woo-hoo going on. Amen. Thanks be to God that he stopped into our messed up life one day. And he made a way for us to be reconciled back to him. He made a way for us to make a smart choice. And his name is? Yeah, that's it, each and every day. That's the right choice. That's the smart choice. How many of you choose Jesus today? Yeah, that's the smart choice. That's the right choice. Somebody say Jesus. Say it better. Jesus.
Jesus
lived the right way. Jesus showed us the way. Jesus laid down his life for us. I'm so glad he made the right choice.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Let me go and take this on home. Let me decree for you today to all who will listen, to fools and wise men, to Protestants and Catholics, to black men and white men. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No man can come to my Father unless they come through me. Try Jesus. He's the only way today. Try Jesus, and he's definitely the right choice. Y'all give us a praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Choose you this day whom you're going to serve. But as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Make the right choice today. Choose the only one, the only way that can make a difference in your life. Don't give us some more praise today. Give us some glory. Give us some honor. How to make the right choice. Are there any smart people in the house today? Nobody's foolish today. Amen. We're not giving in to that foolishness. Say, you take that foolishness somewhere else. Today is the Lord's day. And we're going to praise Him and serve Him. Because He's our choice. I decide to make Jesus my choice. How about you? Give Him some more praise. Thank the Lord. Thank you, thank you. Let's stand on our feet. As we come about invitation, discipleship.